Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring Motown songs that have a number in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, The Four Tops, The Jackson Five, Edward Starr, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, Mary Wells, The Commodores, and Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together. All coming up to the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
And treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks now, they tell me, they say, give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality of a rat race, where only the strongest survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Listen,
it ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
You can be what you want to be.
Cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility.
And
Tom Fallon.
I see a house of stone, a lonely house, 'cause now you're gone. Seven rooms, that's all it is, seven rooms of gloom. I live with emptiness, without your tenderness. You took the dream I had for us, turned my dreams into dust. I watch the phone that never rings.
requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
From the Jackson 5, that was Little Bitty Pretty One, and they reached number 13 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1972. Before that, the Four Tops, Seven Rooms of Gloom, number 14 from 1967, and we started with the Temptations, Cloud 9, number 6 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown songs that have a number in the title of a song. Well, coming up, a great song by Edward Starr, 25 Miles. Well, 25 Miles was the hit that Edward had been waiting for since he joined the Motown record label. He recalled that, quote, "I wrote that years before it was ever released. I used to perform it at Mickey's Hideaway in Lansing, Michigan, which was a college-type club owned by my friend Mickey Shapiro, and I needed a closing number. I knew how powerful it was. Well, it just got bigger and bigger every time. I wanted to record it, but Motown turned it down, saying it was too rock and roll and it had no crossover potential. Then, on one occasion, I did the song on a local TV show called 20 Grand Live in Detroit, and the next day, the telephone was ringing off the hook. People wanted to know who was singing it and how they could get the song. Well, the Motown brass told them to go into the studio and record it, and it became a great hit. It really is a great showcase for Starr's soul power, and the track is relentlessly percussive. Here is Edward with his first Motown hit, 25 Miles, right here on Motown America.
Now I've been walking
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Show me more kindness in little ways than I've ever known. return.
You're a Wonderful One, that reached number 15 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1964. Before that, One Heartache by Smokey Robinson, number 10 from 1987. And we started with Edward Starr, 25 Miles, number 6 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown songs with a number in the title of a song. Well, coming up, an early Mary Wells big hit, Two Lovers, from 1962. Well, Two Lovers was the third consecutive song released that was written and produced by Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, as the singer-songwriter was quickly earning a reputation as a hit-making songwriter, and as Wells herself had become the solo superstar of the Young Motown label back in 1962. The song wasn't so different from her previous hits, The One Who Really Loves You and You Beat Me to the Punch, but it was a story of a girl who talked about her lover's two sides, telling listeners that on one hand her lover is sweet and kind, and in another breath saying that he treats me bad and makes me sad. The song also includes background vocals by Mary Wells, vocals also by a group called the Love Tones, and it was written and produced by Smokey Robinson, and the instrumentation was done by that great Motown band, the Funk Brothers. Dolly Parton covered the song in her ill-fated 1987 pop album called Rainbow, and the Disney Channel featured the song in a DTV music video set entirely to clips from a 1936 Mickey Mouse cartoon called Mickey's Life. Well, here is Mary Wells, Two Lovers, right here on Motown Memories.
Well, I've got two lovers and I ain't ashamed. Let me tell you about my first lover. He's sweet and kind, and he's mine, all mine. He treats me good like a lover should, and makes me love him. I really, really love him. Oh, 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 oh. I love him so.
Motown Memories from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine.
make a dream come true. Just take two.
Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, a great song, It Takes Two. Number 14 in the U.S. Billboard charts in 1967. Before that, The Commodores, a sweet, slow song, Three Times a Lady, number 1 from 1978. And we started with Mary Wells, Two Lovers, number 7 from 1962. This half hour, we featured all Motown songs with a number in the title of the song. Coming up to the next half hour, we'll feature more great Motown songs with numbers in the title. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.